treated as we deserve. Christ was treated as we deserve, that we might be treated as he deserves. He was condemned for our sins, in which he had no share, that we might be justified by his righteousness, in which we had no share. He suffered the death which was ours, that we might receive the life which was his. With his stripes we are healed. It was Satan's purpose to bring eternal separation between God and man, but in taking our nature, the Savior bound himself to humanity by a tie that is never to be broken. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him, not only to die as our sacrifice, he gave him to become one of the human family, forever to retain his human nature. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. God has adopted human nature in the person of his Son, and has carried it to the highest heaven. The Son of Man shall be called, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, is not ashamed to call us brethren. Heaven is enshrined in humanity, and humanity is enfolded in the bosom of infinite love. The exaltation of the redeemed will be an eternal testimony to God's mercy. In the ages to come he will show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus in order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places. RV. Through Christ's work the government of God stands justified. The Omnipotent One is made known as the God of love. Satan's charges are refuted, and his character unveiled. Sin can never again enter the universe. Through eternal ages all are secure from apostasy. By love's self-sacrifice, earth and heaven are bound to the Creator in bonds of indissoluble union. Where sin abounded, God's grace much more abounds. The earth, the very field Satan claims as his, will be honored above all other worlds in the universe. Here, where the King of Glory lived and suffered and died, here the tabernacle of God shall be with men, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Through endless ages the redeemed will praise him for his unspeakable gift, Emmanuel, God with us.